Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC's orthopedics team, offering hip, knee, joint, spine, and back treatments. Learn more at upmc.com/centralpaortho.
Since 1968, the Hershey Symphony Orchestra has entertained generations of Central Pennsylvanians. Concert programs throughout each year showcase music from classical to romantic, Baroque to contemporary, and symphonic to Broadway. The Symphony's concerts include 6 subscription concerts as well as summer outdoor pops concerts in Hershey, Lebanon, and Mount Gretna. Joining us today is the new executive director of the Hershey Symphony Orchestra, Greg Woodbridge. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Scott.
So you have a history with the Hershey Symphony Orchestra. You're not coming into a new position, right?
No, we've been sort of dating for the last five years. So the name of my position that I'm coming into is music director. So I'll be the music director and conductor. And I've been a guest conductor, principal guest conductor, during that time filling in whenever they needed me to step in, sometimes on very short notice, with only a couple days between the ask and then the performance. And then as we've been getting closer to the present time, taking over some more concerts.
But the position of music director, you have a big say, if not the biggest say, in the future of the symphony orchestra. Tell us what you have in mind.
Well, you know, I always hate that question.
What do I have in mind for the future?
One can never predict. I think the most important thing that we can do is to build on the success, what's there. The orchestra that I was handed over from Maestro Dr. Sandy Dacko, she left us in great stead. She'd been there for over 30 years and built up quite a program, and not only for the orchestra, but also with the audience, too. So there's a big following. So I think primarily what you want to do is you want to look at where we are now and see what we can build off of. And so we have great players in the orchestra. We have a great following, and I think I need to do more of that and then try to instill a little bit of my own personality on the project.
Mm-hmm. The great following. Talk about the great following.
Well, this audience is they're crazy in love with their symphony, which is wonderful. We perform at the Hershey Theater primarily, and that's a wonderful facility and a big draw. But the other draw is that a lot of the players in the orchestra are members of the community. So They have their own fan base. They have their family members coming. And when you walk on stage, the energy from the audience is palpable. They laugh at my bad jokes, which is really great fun.
Is it an ego thing, or
do you know
their bad jokes?
I know their bad jokes. They're sort of like dad bad jokes sometimes, and then you never know what you're going to get when you hear that silence for a moment. You're waiting for it to drop. Is it going to happen? And it does. They're very generous with their praise, and they seem to genuinely like the music that we're performing.
Mm-hmm. That music, and I went through it in the introduction. There's a variety of music there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, when they think of symphony, if they're not familiar with Hershey or other symphony orchestras here in central Pennsylvania, like Harrisburg and Lancaster, for example, they probably think of classical. They think of maybe some other things. But that variety, is that what you have to do for modern audiences to really enjoy what you're doing?
Yes. And most orchestras will have a season that is catering to a variety of tastes of the listener. And it's, you have to do that for survival. I mean, pops concerts are our bread and butter, it so happens that I really enjoy conducting pops concerts, so that's okay for me. But for any orchestra, from the biggest world-class symphonies down to, basic community orchestras, we need to have a variety so that there's something for everybody.
When you say you really enjoy pops concerts as opposed to other types?
No, but there are some classical conductors, or some symphonic conductors, I should say, who really only would prefer doing strictly symphonic, classical for lack of a better term. But I am one of those who really enjoys Broadway. I enjoy movie music. I enjoy pop tunes. You know, all of the, if it's a well orchestrated symphonic arrangement, I'm up for it.
Mm-hmm. You said that one of the things you'd like to do in the future is what is the Hershey Symphony Orchestra does well. What do they do well that you'd like to expand on?
Well, that's a really great question. They're really devoted. The musicians themselves, they're really devoted to making excellent music. They work really hard. One evening in rehearsal, I needed 5 extra minutes of time. And so I asked the orchestra, you know, would it be okay if I borrowed 5 minutes from you tonight and I'll return it to you tomorrow night? And they looked at me like I had 3 heads, and I come to find out that, you know, they would have given me until, you know, 30 minutes past the rehearsal time, because that's how hard they want to work. So I really hope to capitalize on that and to make great music with these guys.
We were talking about some of the special events. One of the biggest of the year for not just the hardcore Hershey Symphony Orchestra fans, but the community at large is the 4th of July.
Yes.
4th of July at Penn State's Milton S. Hershey Medical Center has become tradition where the Hershey Symphony Orchestra is playing, and you are playing a variety of types of music there. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So actually, this is a performance I'm not involved with
as the music director. I didn't realize that.
But that's okay. It's been the tradition of the symphony that the assistant conductor takes that performance, which is totally fine. It's on June 30th at 7:30, and it's in front of the Milton S. Hershey Medical Center, and they're going to do a basic standard 4th of July concert, which is a wonderful gift to the community for all the community gives back to the orchestra.
But it's not just patriotic music, is it?
No, it's my understanding that there is a wide variety of music.
Yeah, I've been there the last few years, and a lot of movie themes, for example, and Broadway tunes as well. Mm-hmm. So there is a variety of music there. What is the Hershey Symphony Orchestra's role in the community, and not just Hershey, but Central Pennsylvania overall?
So any community orchestra provides what I call like a two-part service. You know, there is the service to the audience, of course, because they're going to buy a ticket, and they're going to, with that ticket, they're buying a chance, really, at what kind of an evening are they going to have. And hopefully, you know, we're giving them an evening that's going to be memorable, because no matter how wonderful the recording is of a piece, nothing beats hearing it live. With a live performance, you have a 3D experience, almost a 4D experience, because you not only have the sound, but then you also have the visual. And it just cannot be replicated, even on the greatest DVD players. So you've got that aspect of it. But you also have what you're giving back to the members of the community who happen to be musicians. And they could be musicians from any level. They could be, we've had high school musicians clear up through professional musicians in the symphony. And the difficulty of the music director, of course, is hitting that target in the rehearsals and in the choice of music. How do I make it enjoyable for all of the musicians in the orchestra? Because every musician wants something a little bit different out of the experience. And then, of course, you've got the audience to think about. What is it that they really want to hear? And if they don't even, they might not even know they want to hear a piece, you know, if they're hearing it for the first time. So it's my sort of goal to bring them along and help them maybe expand their horizons a little bit.
How do you do that? Because, I mean, you're trying to anticipate what the audience would enjoy. And something
yes.
just said, they may not even know they want to hear it, but it's music director. How do you put together a concert with the music that you're thinking, okay, the audience is really going to like this?
Well, it's not unlike a chef putting together a great meal. There are certain foods that will go together taste-wise and that will flow from one course into the next. And you try to do that with your music as well. First and foremost, the pieces have to resonate with me, because if I'm excited about it and I'm excited rehearsing it with the orchestra, that's going to come across to the audience.
Mm-hmm. Any music you're not excited about?
Oh, boy. Well, that's a difficult question to answer.
It's
like asking me my favorite piece.
That's you know? Exactly what I'm doing.
well, let me answer that one. My favorite piece is whatever one I happen to be working on.
Okay.
But music that I might not enjoy working on, I don't know. I mean, it would have to be I mean, I would say, like, I'm not particularly a fan of Baroque music. However, when I'm working on it and I'm becoming excited about the beauty of the piece, then it does become my favorite in that moment. So it's tricky.
You have worked not just with the Hershey Symphony Orchestra, but other orchestras in central Pennsylvania as well, right?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. correct.
Talk about that, if you would.
So years ago, I was involved with the York Symphony as a guest conductor, and then I was involved with the York Youth Symphony. I'm also involved with the Harrisburg Symphony as their associate conductor, and I also am music director of the Harrisburg Symphony Youth Orchestra.
You know, one of the things that strikes me is the communities you just mentioned, we're all within 20 miles of each other,
right.
Is that a relatively small area, we have a lot of very talented musicians and orchestras that people can go and listen to.
That's true. And yet, despite that, there seems to be this like great divide, you know, like the York Symphony definitely has its fan base.
Right, right.
And they're not necessarily, you know, crossing the river to come over and hear the Lancaster Symphony, and they're not coming up to Harrisburg. So it's a little bit strange geographically in that regard. But yes, I agree. I think there's a lot going on in a very short distance.
Greg Woodbridge is the new music director of the Hershey Symphony Orchestra. Congratulations. Thank you very much for
Thank
being with
you.
Us today.
Come hear us.